children's story. You can come forward, and Dr. Wallenkamp will be having a story for you. And for the rest of us, if we could pass the plates towards the center aisle for the children's offering. Thank you.
You have kitty cats. Let's see, you have a kitty cat. Now they're your sisters and they have cats. Do you have a cat? Okay, you have a cat too. You have three cats. You have, how many cats do you have? One cat. Four cats? Oh my goodness. I'm going to see if there's cat hair on your dress. I don't see it. Nice going. You have one cat. One cat. Yeah. Four cats or five? Wow. I only have one cat right now. But at one time, I had somewhere between two and five cats, depending upon how many showed up for breakfast. But anyway, I want to tell you one cat that I had. Its name was Fury. This is a real cat. This is a real cat, not like that thing you're petting there. So Fury was given to me by a friend. And she said to me, Victor, would you take a cat for me, because I'm moving and I can't take it with me? I said, sure. Then she said, this is a little strange because this cat is half wild. It's a feral cat. You actually may not get to see it very often, but I do want you to feed it. So I had to feed a cat that I wasn't even going to see. That's a little strange. But tons of them where you live. So I lived out all by myself, and my house was on this long dirt road, and so she dropped the cat off at my house, and as soon as she let it out of the box, it ran away. So, but I'd see it bouncing around out in the fields. So it wouldn't come close to my house because I had a dog, so I wanted to feed the cat. So I took a little dish and I walked a long ways from my house down by this big clump of trees. And these are big, tall trees, 200 feet high. And if they fell down, they would have ended my life all of a sudden. But I'd walk down there every night and feed the cat. And finally, when I'd go down at night, I'd hear a little meow, meow. I'd hear a little noise. And I'd look around, and I'd see this little cat. And it had these little eyes. And they were kind of plaintive little eyes, if I ever saw her in the daytime. And she'd come over, but she wouldn't come very close. But I'd leave the food there, and in the morning it would be gone. Well, I did that for about 6 months, and finally, she'd come up to me when I was feeding it, but she wouldn't let me touch her, couldn't touch her. And finally, after a year, I got to touch her, and I got to pet her. And this cat, she was as big as a dog, but she was as light as a feather. She had so much fur. She was just a big puffball. There was nothing there. So I fed her. For like a whole year, I'd go out there at nighttime. Sometimes it'd be raining, and I'd feed her. And she'd come over, and she wouldn't go meow. She'd just go meow, meow, almost like a little bird. So I want to tell you about one of the most exciting days of my life now. And this wouldn't be exciting for you, but it's exciting for me. One night, I went out, and I'd already fed her. And then I went for a walk. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm walking down this dark road, and the only light there was moonlight. And I thought I saw something moving beside me. Can you help me for 1 minute? I need some help. Is that a yes? Okay, you're going to help me. Okay, you're going to help. Okay, here's what you do. So I'm walking down this dark road. Can you come up here? And can you get down on your hands and knees for a minute here? On your hands and knees? Okay. And I'm going to put this cat on your back. Can you bend down a little more on your hands and knees? Look this way. So I'm walking down the road. and I see this little cat, and it comes right in front of me, and it blocks me from going forward. It got right in front of me, and if I'd gone forward, I would have kicked it. It was blocking my ways like a roadblock. Why was it doing that? And I bent down, and I pet it, and she came there. She'd already eaten. She wasn't there for food. She just wanted to be petted more. I thought, how wonderful. Thank you. You did a perfect job. Thank you. And it's just kind of, it was one of the happiest days of my life because it meant that this cat wanted more than food from me. And I was pretty surprised because I knew the cat liked to eat, but I didn't know that it really wanted to be petted also. And I really learned something. You all have jobs you have to do, right? And you all have parents or grandparents around that take care of you. And sometimes they're just doing their job too. But do you know that sometimes they might want more than just doing your job? Do you ever tell your parents how much you love them? Do you ever thank them? Do you ever scratch their backs at all? Have you ever tried that? You ever tried scratching your mom and dad's back? What if they liked it? You should find out. You might be able to do something really nice for them and just surprise them so much they won't even believe it. So remember, we all have our jobs to do, but sometimes after a long time, things will change a little bit. I'm going to have a little prayer for us. Can we bow our heads for a minute? Dear Lord, thank you so much for kitty cats. We really like them a lot, and even dogs, we like those too. And thank you so much for your love. And thank you so much that sometimes even little kitty cats can show us their affection too. And help us to know how to show it to our parents and our grandparents and our family members. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Now, can you take those little plates and pick them up? You know how to do that?